In Venezuela, opponents of President Hugo Chavez say they have now gathered enough signatures from voters to force a constitutional referendum that could end his rule. The leftist Venezuelan leader, whose policies are unpopular with the country's elites, accuses his opponents, those who've gathered these signatures, of what he calls mega fraud. Joining us now from Caracas is NPR's Martin Costi. He's out reporting in one of the barrios around Caracas. Martin, how about the signature drive, and how does it work?
Well, this was a deal that was set after a lot of negotiation between the two sides. It's a very polarized country, of course. It's divided between people who love Chavez and people who hate him. The people who hate him often don't have anything else in common except for the fact they hate him. But they, after you know the various ins and outs of the last 3 years of this political struggle, they came to an agreement to have a petition drive that could lead to a referendum to remove elected officials from office. That it would include also members of Congress, but especially the president. What happens is they need to collect enough signatures that represent 20% of the electorate here. In this case, it would have been 2.4 million signatures, and they now claim that they got well over that, that they got 50% more than what they needed. It won't be determined whether they did or not for another month or so. The Electoral Council, the authority here that oversees elections, is now processing these petitions, checking every signature, checking their ID numbers, and throwing out those that look phony. So for about 30 days now, this country basically sits and waits to see if the opposition really did get as many signatures as they claim they did.
You're in this poor neighborhood there in Caracas today. What do you hear from people there, the general population of Venezuela? What do people think about Chavez and this recall?
This has been a very polarized country for a while. I think it's a little less polarized than it used to be. You still basically run into people who heatedly attack him or defend him as the savior of the poor, either one. But there's a little bit less, I think, of the anger that I saw here a year ago. I think people are maybe either weary or they're a little more resigned to the fact that the country needs to try to find some sort of a solution, some sort of a way of living together politically. So I don't know if this polarization is necessarily over, but there's definitely a sense that even though there are dyed-in-the-wool Chavistas and dyed-in-the-wool opposition people who hate him and hate everything he represents, there is, I think, a larger middle ground here than there used to be in people who can see a way out.
So at this point, it's wait for this election commission to rule on whether or not the signatures are valid, then have a recall referendum if they are.
Exactly. Now, that's on paper. There's a lot of doubt on the part of the opposition whether or not Chavez will allow it to get that far. They claim that that they do have the signatures, but they're worried that this electoral commission might not count the signatures in a very favorable way, that might throw out a lot of signatures on minor technicalities. Basically they'll be under the gun of the government. The government, on the other hand, has claimed that the opposition perpetrated what they call a mega fraud, that the whole thing was fraudulent, that a lot of signatures were bogus, a lot of the ID cards used were bogus. Whatever this electoral commission determines in a month's time, no doubt will be hotly contested by one side or the other, and that could lead to more instability.
Reporting for the NPR Foreign Desk from Caracas, Venezuela, Martin Costi. Martin, thank you.
My pleasure.